On April 20th, a group of University of Texas students began camping out on the university's main mall to call for caps on tuition that rises every semester, to defend Texas grants, which are largely received by students of color and low-income students, and to claim a space in which free speech is not allowed by a draconian administration. The tent city was called for by UT Watch, a university watchdog group, but a broad range of students and groups were present at the city. The students are planning on camping indefinitely.
UT administration gave us a choice, either tuition or rented food. And since tuition is so much, we had to choose tuition, hence why we're out here. I don't know, for me, like, I look at, like, what this really comes down to. Like, at the time in which they're capping enrollment and they're raising tuition sky high is also a time in which they're kind of decreasing financial aid that's available to people and the grants and the loans. And also during that time is when you see affirmative action and the top 10% kind of really being capped and kind of defined. And when you put all these things together, it really seems to hurt one group the most, people of color and people that cannot afford to go to this kind of institution. And, you know, and Bethrow brought up the point that, like, why are we so dependent on loans in the first place? This is a state institution. The state should fund it. We shouldn't be so heavily dependent upon loans and funding and all this stuff.
At UT Watch, we're dedicated to access to higher education for all Texans. And with tuition rates skyrocketing and Texas grants especially, which is the most successful financial aid program in Texas history, being gutted in the Texas House of Representatives, opportunities for low-income students are getting fewer and farther between.
And I mean, it isn't even that much, but it helps, you know? So it's like, if they're going to take it away, I can't even stay here, period.
I've seen my tuition rise a lot, especially in the past few years because of tuition deregulation and flat rate. And I'm in natural sciences, so I was one of the first colleges to have to deal with flat rate. And it did not encourage me to take more hours. But I think that if you look at the facts, the university is looking at how much more money they want. And a way to do that is to make students pay more for less hours. And they actually need students to take 12 hours but pay for more in order to generate this extra money that they need. So
The idea is that students are forced to make really tough decisions often between, say, tuition and rent. So we set up this shanty town in order to make that the case. Also to challenge some of the ridiculous time, place, and manner rules that are on the campus. And so by challenging them to some degree, I think we'll raise more consciousness of that and get a bill passed that would make these rules basically illegal. And we're also concerned about the recent attacks on the Texas grant program. They want to cut $30 million from this program to aid low-income students, over 50% minority.
As a person of color, like, I'm directly affected by everything that's going on because it's been reported that, like, over half the Texas grants are given to minority students. When the Texas grants, like, when the funding's being eroded away, I mean, like, it's gonna be affecting people of color.
This is Frank for On the Fringe and the Austin Independent Media Center.